Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with David Brookman and the Augmented Treasury Orchestra and Chorus, and Kenneth Spencer, in a rousing new song drama by Lou Singer and Hi Zarrett, The Great Assembly Line.
The tapping, the churning, the sweeping, the grinding, the milling and turning of one gigantic belt that goes round and around America, and out of America around the world. What do we hear? Why, we hear the sound of the great assembly line.
Hey, Joe, give me that pick. Dig in with that shovel. Coal and iron out of the ground. Roads and dams and levees and coal and iron out of the ground. Dig, fella, dig. Get going.
Was down to the East 40 this afternoon, Martha. Doing right well. Reckon we're going to have a bumper crop this year. Need it. Plenty of folks to be fed, I reckon. Plenty of plowing and sowing and reaping to be done.
Yep, I reckon.
Give me that riveter. Put tools in my hand. Punches and presses and drills. There are tanks to be built. Ships for the sea. Planes for the air. There's work to be done. Here, there,
everywhere.
Gobble, doctor. Sponge. Suture, doctor. Plant. Dressing. Paste.
Number 4 to Buffalo. Iron ore for steel. Number 10 to Boston Harbor. Food and clothes, guns and planes. Number 6 to San Diego. Troops and steel, troops and steel. 3 to Gary, Indiana.
Listen, America. What do you hear?
In Maine and Minnesota, in New York and Caroline. In lumber mill and factory and store and shop and mine, our nation's men and women are on one assembly line, and they're singing the song of the belt line. They're singing the song of the belt. Yes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, throughout the USA, the wheels of freedom speak. The song of the Swift Machine, producing guns and tanks and planes. The song of the racing motors in 1,000 speeding trains. The song of 100 million people with one thought of freedom burning in their hearts and brains. Precision machine, and auto mechanics are turning out tanks, and law clerks are busy on submarines.
Some farmers are raising their corn and wheat, and some of them working on battleships. And housewives are saving on sugar and wheat, and office girls on paper clips.
And even the kids are doing their part, collecting the rubber and the tin. We may have been late getting off to a start, but we're in this war now, and we're in it to win.
We are the women and the men behind, all the men behind the gun. We won't let down those fighting men, let's make us send our sun. Upon the roar and fury of war, backing up our boys at the front with concrete, plastics, and steel. Building a
triple
tank.
Building a million giant tanks.
Building a fleet of ships across the sea. We'll keep them sailing.
We'll keep them flying.
We'll keep them rolling.
Working and flying. And we won't relax till the answer can be yes. When we win the victory.
We Americans are lucky to have a chance to fight.
That's more than the rest of the world had.
This job has a future. If we make good, the wages are freedom to live in a world free from the Gestapo. A world where the rats have been cleaned out.
I've got a son in Australia. If a little sweat will save his life, well, I won't let him down.
The quicker they get the goods, the quicker we'll win. And the quicker we win, the more of our boys will come back alive.
Called America, the greatest in the history of man, with an assembly line that stretches for 1,000,000 miles, is running according to plan. And every mill and shop and deal in factory and mine, in every state of the 48, is part of that assembly line. And speed is the password, buddy is the byword. No man works for himself alone, for bone and sinew, eye and nerve are dedicated to preserve the democratic way of life we've known.
Freedom of speech, freedom of worship.
Freedom from want.
Freedom from fear.
Everywhere in the world.
No man is sure of freedom until every man is free. For tyrants are ambitious, as we know from history. Million men and women and children live in chains, Nazi chains. 150 million are beaten, starved, and tortured to produce for the Nazi machine.
Do you know what it means to live under a reign of terror?
Did anyone ever tear out your fingernails by the roots because you dared to be a Catholic?
Did you ever receive a small packet of ashes in the morning mail with the statement, "This was your father"?
Does the acid of horror and regret eat into each day because you once took freedom for granted?
Because you were asleep when it was threatened?
Because you bickered when it was endangered?
Because you woke up too late?
We saw what happened across the sea. Divide and conquer worked successfully, and the nations paid for the mistakes they made. But it's not going to happen here. No, sirree.
Take a cross-section of America today and you will see...
In the Pennsylvania mills, in the stockyards of Chicago, in the West Virginia hills. Men working together on the truck farms of New Jersey, in the fishing towns of Maine, in the cotton fields of Texas, you will hear the same refrain. Men working together. Digging the coal and drilling the oil.
Running the subways, running the banks. Building the farmers, their guns and tanks.
Getting the robbers sugar and juice. Letting out the guns for free men to shoot. Men working together. Men working together.
Working through storm and snow and mud. Giving their sweat and blood. Native born and alien, Negro and white, shoulder to shoulder in an all-out fight.
Protestants, Catholics, Quakers, and Jews, with everything to gain and everything to lose. Government, labor, and industry, working together in harmony. It's all one and one for all.
Uncle Sam is rolling up his sleeves. We can, we will, we must.
We can, we will, we must. To a people around the world. On the world.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, America, the great assembly line. America is in this war to win, to preserve our freedom to think and speak and worship as we please, our freedom from fear of a Gestapo, our right to work and save and be free from want. No effort is too great, no sacrifice too much to make to keep those freedoms. We will produce, we will fight, and we will save. Save because we must have money also to win this war. Have you answered your war bond quota call? The United States Treasury Department has asked you to save by investing at least 10% of your total income in war savings bonds and stamps. At least 10%. More if you can, of everything you earn in salary, rents, interest, or dividends from whatever source. War bonds and stamps are your investment in the future security of America. Remember, this is your country. Keep it yours. This is Larry Elliott speaking for the United States Treasury Department.